following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning us in. We're Still Just Fishing Show. We got Bill Denmark, myself in here this morning, and we got Chip Wingo on the phone already. Captain Chip, good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, morning,
doing
Chip.
All right. Doing okay now.
I bet you got that trailer, didn't you?
Yeah, got the trailer, and then got the, I had, of all things, Thursday, my big old limb laid across my electric service to the house, and I thought I was going to pull it out of the house. So, of course, since I haven't been working for 3 weeks, I need to spend some more money, you know.
Yeah, of course.
But I called Durant Tree Service, you know, they advertised with us and all, and boy, they jumped right on it yesterday, and man, that was great. It was
awesome. Leon, yeah. And I have a word for that when everything starts rolling. When one thing goes wrong and another and another and another, we have a word for it we can't use on the radio.
Yeah. I understand that.
It's a beautiful morning. I'm hoping this stuff will stay offshore here.
I hadn't even looked at the radar yet, but is it cloudy over there? I mean,
yeah, it's got some big ones right off the beach.
But do you see any?
Like it's got some heat in it too. So
oh, it does. That's what I was going to ask you, if it's. Oh yeah, I see it now. Yeah, it's a little ways off, but hopefully, like you say, hopefully it'll either stay out there or my phone for some reason is taking a while to load that radar up. But anyway. Yeah. But I see, I don't know which way it's going here. It actually looks like it's kind of going north. Yeah.
Yep, I'm hoping so. I've got a full day fly charter today, but it's big rods, so we're looking for sharks, tarpon, jacks, bonita.
And there's quite a few tarpon out there.
Yeah, I've seen them. I know there's a bunch of places that have them, so.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you get them on the fly rods. What you going to try to do, you say?
Yeah, we've got all the big fly rods today, so yeah. it'll be interesting. So
not looking for a trout then.
Yeah, right. That's what we'll end up catching is an 8-pound trout.
Really.
Like that. So, I tell you what, the sharks have just inundated the south of Palm Valley.
Really?
We probably caught 30 of them yesterday, from bull sharks to scallop heads, bonnets, even some of the little baby true hammerheads or graters, they call them, and black tips. I mean, it was nuts. No reds, couple trout. It was just crazy, the different stuff we caught yesterday. But you know, whiting. I mean, everything you can imagine, other than the redfish that we were looking for.
Yeah, there you go.
You keep those bonnet heads?
No. I didn't keep any of the sharks yesterday. The bonnet heads weren't big enough to keep, but the you know, I mean, the bull shark was probably about 42, 43 inches long. So, you know, I didn't mess with him much. I got him to the back of the boat so the kids could see him, and he was gone.
Yeah, I don't like messing with bull sharks, man.
No, they have a tendency to leave marks.
Yeah, they do. I want to keep my fingers.
Yeah.
Them things are bad news, though, boy. I'm telling you, even the small ones, they just, you know, they're just bad news.
Oh yeah, and all they do is chomp and eat.
Yeah,
and eat and eat and eat. You know, but it was fun. I mean, you know, I like having kids on the boat, and they had a blast.
Oh, I betcha.
You know, after a while, we were ready to catch something different. But everywhere I went, it was the same way. So, man, it's beautiful out here this morning.
Yeah, hopefully it'll stay that way. Stay tomorrow. I got, you know, charter tomorrow with three guys, so hopefully it'll stay that way then.
Yeah,
too, you know, and then also Monday. So hopefully I need to get back to work, because in about 2.5 more weeks, my wife's having back surgery again. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, so you know, it's just always something. You know, it's like I was saying, I had to spend the money on the trailer and then turn right around and, you know, here before I get back to work, I had to, you know, remove some big tree limbs. You know, but you got to do what you got to do, is what I tell my kids a lot of times.
Oh, yeah. I know how that goes. Trust me. I tell you what, my power pole, I had a problem with it. And once again, those guys were phenomenal with their service because I had to replace the U-channels, the main body of it, because I neglected the bushings for a while. But, of course, Matt at Charlie Motor Services is getting me hooked up. And, you know, I'll have my power pole up and working again this week. So, you know, it's just a matter of those things. You got to take care of them and watch the your bushings and keep them tight, because if not, they waller out. And it was pure neglect on my part. So
it's hard, but I tell you, when you got maintenance, you know, it's like, golly, it's just you know, just so much to do. Especially, you know, I'm jealous about the guys that fish freshwater, you know, who just pull their boat up and park it in the yard, go in the house.
Yeah, they don't even have to rinse it off.
Yeah, I know.
Because it dries in the sun.
You know.
There's always something, though. I mean, you know, one of the biggest things I've noticed lately with our motors, you've got to pull the props off a lot and check for braid.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I do it a lot, but I saw somebody that had a problem with the lower unit from the seals, and it was all braid.
Yeah, you talking about Steve yesterday?
Oh, no.
Somebody anchored, you know, on top of him, had a bunch of hooks in his anchor line, and, you know, had braid tied around his motor, and now his, you know, seal shot.
Oh, great.
Yep.
Wow. Well, I mean, it is, you know, it's one of those things, there's always something that's going to go wrong, and when it does, it's going to be multiple things, so.
I know the first time I snagged my line with my trolling motor, I thought I had the fish of the century on, man. I had about 100 yards of braid around that thing.
Oh, yeah, man. It'll wrap up about, you know, I mean, before you can even blink your eyes, it's got 30, 40 feet wrapped around it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had it happen on a charter, not once, not twice, but three times in one day, and I finally met the gentleman to the back of the boat.
So, mm-hmm.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention and refused to pay attention.
Yep.
Yeah, those spot lock trolling motors don't stop. They just keep going.
Yeah.
But, well, gentlemen, I'm going to get up and run. I'm going to run up to Mayport and pick this gentleman up.
So. All right. Yeah, we got Leon on the line, too, so I'm going to pull him up. But anybody like to give Captain Chip a call, you call him at 614-4989. And I appreciate the call, Chip. Good luck to you out there.
Have a great day.
All right, buddy.
Get some tarp.
And let's hit Captain Leon Dana. Good morning, Leon.
Hey, Vic, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing better. How about you?
All right. I can't complain. nice cloud cover this morning starting off, but I know it's going to get hot here in about 3-4 hours.
Yeah, I saw that on the weather report talking about it.
Yes, sir, and there's a little bit of lightning and some rain offshore, but it's heading to the north. It's not going to make it onshore.
Yeah.
Even though we got east winds.
Oh, it is east wind?
Yeah, that's what it's showing on the map right now.
Wow.
But it's calm here at Beach Marina this morning.
Yeah. You going back to the same place today?
Yeah, I got a gift card this morning, and all they want to do is catch something big. So I was like, okay, why not?
Yeah, there you go.
Easy.
Well, it's showing.
The tides are backwards in the valley right now.
It's showing the marine forecast is showing it's supposed to turn southeast, but stay, you know, 5 to 10 knots. But, you know, so hopefully, of course, southeast down there is going to be, you know, may not be a very much of a breeze because of the island, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, yeah, absolutely. It blocks the hell out of you. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, there's some winds that are brutal and there's some that are just perfect. You know, a southwest, a west, northwest wind works fantastic. But a north wind or a south wind, there's no hiding it in the valley. I mean, you're going to take that wind. You got to adjust accordingly to where you want to fish, because there's some clients that can cast and there's others that can't. So, you know, it cuts down from, you know, let's say you can fish 100%. Well, when you have north and south winds, it cuts you down to 50%. And then you can see how well your clients can fish. Then it cuts you down to 25% of your spots you can fish.
Yeah.
So,
hey, you got customers right there yet, or you are lunch?
No, I'm just having my coffee.
Oh, okay. Do you want to hold on a minute, Ben?
Sure.
Okay,
no,
I'll put you on hold because you hear the music. So, but if you got time, I'll do that. And then, of course, I want to put your phone number and all that there too. So I'll get you as soon as we come back, Leon. And give us a call if you like, 222-8255.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mendrin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. Got Captain Leon Dane on here this morning.
Oh, we're off to see the wizard.
Yeah, I kind of got him to add that back on. How about that?
I like it. I'm just sitting here at the Beach Boulevard Bridge starting to watch the follies of people backing down.
Nothing
too impressive yet, but I'm sure if I sit here long enough, I'll see something epic happen.
Are you in the water yet, or...?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've been in the water since like 5:15.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty good that you can get your bait that earlier. Did you get it yesterday?
I got it this morning. I paid for it last night.
Yeah.
They kept it in the live well. I don't have too good of luck sometimes, you know, with this hot water. You know, stressing. They need better flow than what I can give them in a live well for, you know, the 12 hours.
Yeah.
And just a pump, so...
Well, the thing about the pump, it also pumps in hot air into your water. So all it does is heat the water up more and more and more, you know. But I keep mine in buckets, you know, and put ice around the bucket in a cooler.
Right.
And they'll stay alive 2 or 3 days like that.
Yeah, I have zero problem keeping my bait alive during the wintertime. I mean, 4 or 5 days. I kid you not, 4 or 5 days. I can keep shrimp because, you know, they just go into that state of we're not doing anything in the bottom of that live well.
Yeah.
I mean, but, I mean, I'm going through bait that fast, but, you know, I mean, it can last an unbelievable amount. Of course, a mud minute will last forever, too. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can wet your pocket and put them in your pocket. If
That's a tough critter, let me tell you. I
know it. I know it. I wonder why they're so tough compared to other bait fish like mullet or pogies, you know, that are so sensitive.
Look at a pogie.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah. And it's just so crazy. But anyway, you got on some nice bulls, I see, and a drum, and that was good, man. That was a bonus.
Got some decent fish yesterday. Valley Bite, even though it's high tide, I pulled one of your, I took a note straight out of your book of putting crab or mullet or mud minnows in the grass, not near the grass.
Yeah.
In the grass.
Exactly.
I mean, those suckers, folks, I'm telling you, if you're 2-3 feet off that bank, 2-3 feet off the grass line, that's not where you want to be.
That
sucker sunk.
Yeah, not when those fish are up in that grass. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're in there foraging around, looking around the bases of that grass, seeing what they can kick up.
How many pond test line do you use, Leon, when you're doing that?
I don't recommend this for everybody the tackle I use. In the valley, I honestly don't have a problem with breakoffs. I use light action rods, 1,000 size reels, 10-pound braid with a 30-pound fluorocarbon if I'm throwing in the grass. And if anything else, I use 20-pound fluorocarbon. So I fish really light tackle. It's a lot of fun. I don't get a lot of breakoffs. But for people that fish other places where it's heavy prone to be snags and whatnot, I'd be fishing, 30-pound braid on 3,000 size reels, with a little more backbone.
Yeah, I use a 20-pound braid on, on a 3,000 size reel. So,
right.
Yeah. So do I. And I use, I got 4 rods, 2 10s, 2 20-pound test. Mm-hmm. And then 2,500. And
I used, myself, I love to throw 10-pound because, how far you can throw that, Leon. It's
you can put it in the next zip code.
Yeah, I know it, and I like that. But especially you put a crab and a jig head on there.
It's a flying missile.
Oh, yeah. Have you noticed that when you hook those fish in the grass like that, they kind of waller around for just, 15 seconds or so, and then they just, if they're not getting...
Finally start working their way out.
Yeah, they'll head for open water.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's what I tell people, and they try to pull them out of there a lot of times.
No,
but
don't do that.
Yeah, he'll come out of there. He'll see that's, because when you try to pull it out, a lot of times all you do is just, rip it out of him or something, because he's going to get around that grass.
That's right. Yeah, let him waller. Keep the rod tip up high, line tight.
Yep.
He's going to do his thing in there, and eventually he's going to work himself left or right.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll come out and just keep, I always tell my clients, keep the tip up and keep that line tight.
Yeah, as long as that line's going across the top of the grass, it just, that grass will just bend over and it'll be all right.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Don't you have to put them up on your shoulders to get the rod high enough?
No, I got that front platform. It does the job. the last thing I tell my clients when that rod goes off and they pick up the rod, I go, breathe. Now, just breathe.
Yeah.
I mean, my Lord, people, they quit breathing, they get tunnel vision, and their reeling handle, they start just burning that reel handle. I'm like, calm down.
I'm telling you. It's kind of, I can understand the excitement from people, but it's kind of comical at times. It's like, because they don't realize one turn of that handle is like 2.5 feet of line. I know Fierce I use, that's what it is. One turn is 2.5 feet. And, I mean, when you start cranking on that reel that fast, it's just, it's all it does is just twist that line up,
Yeah. And that's another reason why I only use braid. I can't even imagine the headaches I would have if I was using monofilament with the line loops I would have.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a living nightmare.
We used to have to drag mono behind the boat like every fishing trip when I was a kid, and that's all there was.
That's what I was going to say. Every charter would be that.
Yeah, it's a pain.
Look at Captain Dana, man. He's dragging long lines, all the way back to the boat. He's got big kingfish, funny thing,
this past week, I got into a really good bite of a pompano down in the valley.
I saw it, man. That's great.
God, it's so nice to find. You know, every, you know, it's, as a bonus fish, you know, you're fishing for redfish, you're fishing for trout and flounder, and all of a sudden, boom, you catch a pompano, you better stop right then and there because that's a schooling fish.
Yeah.
And he ain't the only one there, I guarantee you.
And when you do that now, are you catching those, and I'm not asking you where, but just like, are you catching them in the main intercoastal or are you catching them in the creek?
Intercoastal. No, I'm in the main. They like that current.
Yeah.
They like a nice rock hard bottom, you know, just like they do on the beach.
How deep?
About 13 feet.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Not bad.
Yeah. I'm fishing deep water.
But when you're talking about fishing for reds, that's what I kind of was wondering, if it was up in a creek or something, or, you know, in a deep hole in a creek or something. But, yeah, out in the main intercoastal like that, that'd be great. You know, and if they're down there, I mean, they actually should be up here around Fort George Inlet now.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. As warm as this water is, I would really think that they'd be, like, not even in the state, honestly. But you'd be amazed at what gets trapped up in the valley.
Yeah.
You know, they'll move around, and they'll finally work their way. Oh, my God, you should see this school of mullet going by me right now. If I wasn't on the phone, that net would be flying right now. you know, we get triple tail, really nice triple tail up in the valley. You know, not a bunch, but you'll be sitting there just relaxed. Dun, 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 dun. Hey, Captain, look at that piece of trash going by.
Oh,
yeah. And immediately I turn around and go, that ain't a piece of trash on.
Yep.
You know, or, you know, I get nice pompano up in here. Like I said, triple tail, you know, a couple other goofy fish every once in a while, you know. But they're beautiful, fantastic bonnet fish to catch, you know. Yeah. And the table fare is just unparalleled. So.
And how clear is the water down there? How clean is it? Does it look muddy at all?
No, it's not muddy. Yeah. But it's Palm Valley water. And what I mean by that is you're not going to see more than 2 feet down in the water.
Yeah.
And if you're in the main channel, you can't see a foot down. But if you get it over on a mud flat and it's a white sandy bottom, you can see 2 feet down and probably maybe 2 feet down and see it. And that's crystal clear to me.
Yeah, about the only time you can do that, about the only area you can do that up here right now because of the dredging is when you get on up there around Fort George or Nassau.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, because even the creeks now, you know, on the incoming tide, it back and forth, even some of the creeks have mud in them now.
Oh, Vic, I'm about to watch my first volley. Here it comes. This is going to be epic. Oh, my God. I remember when I was a kid, man, I'd come down to this boat ramp, and there'd be like 10, 15 people, you know, in lawn chairs right there on the corner with scoring cards. Great people. It was hysterical here to watch that happen. I don't see them today, but God, that used to be so funny 20 years ago. Oh, loved it.
If you get a chance, I'm going to do a bull redfish seminar at 57 Heaven out there.
Zach and I are going to be there.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, it's the 24th of July.
Yes, sir. We're in like Flint.
Good deal. Yeah, you're going to have some good barbecue there and everything, so that's great, man.
You had me at barbecue.
Yeah, they had barbecue for Chad's on the last seminar I went to it there. Chad did a kingfish seminar, did an excellent job on Captain Chad Starling. And
God, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Chad Starling with Buck Rogers Trotters. My God, folks, if you want to go offshore fishing, that is the man to go with.
It is.
Consistently put fish in the boat, and I mean not just like one species, but like 6-8 different species of fish. And I mean, it's a great group to go with too. I mean, you can get what, 4-6 people in his boat?
I think 8.
Is that it?
I think so because he's got that bigger boat now. He just bought another bigger boat.
Oh, I was unaware of that.
Yeah, it's even bigger than the last one.
Well, if I go offshore fishing, by God, I'm going with him. That's for sure.
Yeah, man. Well, Leon, I appreciate the call, buddy. Good luck out there. And if you'd like to call Captain Leon, fish down there in Palm Valley and all, it's 591-8906. 591-8906.
Thanks, Vic. Take care, buddy.
Thank you for the call, Leon. I'll be talking to you this afternoon.
See you, Leon.
Oh, you got it, brother.
All right, sir.
Bye-bye.
And, David, if you can hold on through this break, because you hear the music fixing to go on a break, so this is a hard break, so we've got to go. And we'll be right back. I'll get you on as soon as we come back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has invited North Korea's Kim Jong-un to shake hands during a visit by the president to the demilitarized zone with South Korea. The president flying to South Korea today after the group of 20 summit in Japan. The president tweeting the quote, "If Chairman Kim of North Korea sees this, I would meet him at the border DMZ just to shake his hands and say hello." North Korea says it's a very interesting suggestion. President Trump not yet willing to remove the Chinese telecom giant Huawei from a trade blacklist, but the president said today that he would now allow U.S. companies to sell some components once again to the Chinese tech giant. It's too early in the Democratic nominating process to know how successful they will be in the long run, but some of the women running for the nomination emerge as dominant forces on the debate stage this week. Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris leading the way. This is SRN News.
First Presbyterian Church presents a community-wide patriotic concert, Amazed by America, featuring Steve Amerson, internationally acclaimed recording artist, on Sunday, June 30th at 4 p.m. at First Presbyterian Church in Jacksonville, 118 East Monroe Street. Mr. Amerson has performed for the Congressional Medal of Honor Foundation and has been presented the Bob Hope Award for Excellence in Entertaining. Following the concert will be a barbecue dinner, and veterans eat free. Plus, receive a free gift. For dinner reservations, go to fpcjacks.org.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your healthcare. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
This year marks the 62nd anniversary of Boker Shoes on Park Street here in Jacksonville. In order for a family business to celebrate 62 years, they must be doing something right. And that something is good old-fashioned customer service. Since Father's Day is June 16th, Boker Shoes has decided to celebrate Father's Day all month long by offering all dads 20% off any purchase of $100 or more. Plus, dads, while you're there, check out the very nostalgic saddle Oxfords for your kids. For 62 years, Boker Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boker Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by four board-certified podiatrists on staff. And with the doctor's prescription, they can custom make inserts in their on-site lab. For 62 years, good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boker Shoes' success. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boker Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
It'll be mostly cloudy today with a 30% chance of showers and high of 89. Mostly cloudy tonight, down to 74. 40% chance of rain through Sunday night, starting Sunday. Mostly sunny during the day, high 91. Mostly cloudy at night, low of 75. And then Monday night, 30% chance of showers up to 94 will be the high. Lows Monday night, 76.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. Let's get David on the line this morning. Morning, David. Thank you for holding on.
Hey, good morning, Captain Vic. Hope you and your family are doing well.
Yes, sir. How you been?
I've been doing good. I was just coming in from work and turned the radio on, and I heard you and Chip talking about kind of mishaps of life happening all the time, coming to order, you know, kind of follow one another.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and
I've had my fill up for a while, let me tell you.
I was in deep thought about that, and Chip said there was word he couldn't use on the radio. I'm gonna give him a word he can use. Just use the word wow.
Yeah, exactly.
I just say wow and just start laughing. It's like an extension cord or a rope or a piece of wire or fishing rods.
Yeah.
you know what I'm getting at?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you could drag a rope to a dither, it's gonna hang on something. but it just keeps hurting. But every time I grab an extension cord or anything like that, I was reeling up my, I got a 100-foot hose on my air compressor on a reel, so I just have to wind it. I wind it up, and that crazy thing on the end, that coupling, it hooked on the edge of the concrete. I'm like, all that area right there.
And it's got
I couldn't even budge it. I've had a water hose hang under a tire, extension cord hang under a piece of grass, sticking up in a wedge in there. I mean, it's just crazy. It's just life that way. It just keeps repeating itself.
I know.
I just say, wow, man. Get it over with.
Exactly. That's like when you get up and get the hose and you get all climb up into the boat to get, you know, wash the boat and everything. And you get up in there and you squeeze the trigger on the hose and nothing comes out. You see the hose is kinked up down there. You can't reach it. You got to climb back out of the boat and go down there. It's like, really? You know, as tired as you are after working all day, and then you got to, you know, get back out of the boat, go down there and unkink it, then get back in the boat. This happened to me not too long ago. Get back in the boat, squeeze the trigger, and no water. It was kinked all the way up by the faucet again. I was like, really? Like, get back out of the boat. I'm like, golly, man, this, you know, enough's enough, you know?
Yes. You just got to say wow and just laugh about it.
Exactly. That's all. I mean, yeah, I used to get aggravated and all that stuff, but, you know, it's getting in old age like this, you just can't let it bother you. You just got to keep on going.
Man, it's like, old, you know, you're still young at heart, out running around out in this heat like yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I haven't worked here in 3 weeks now because my trailer tore up on me, but I got another trailer. And was lucky enough to be able to get the, you know, get to a boat ramp close to the house and trade the boat off into the, you know, launch the boat and then back the new trailer down and put it back on a new trailer. So anyway, we'll see how that works. Actually, I hadn't been out there in 3 weeks, but the trout's real slow, but
you can get them. You gotta hunt them.
Yeah, you got to really hunt them down. I mean, they're dredging in the river, and they're dredging big time from Mayport to about Whiteshell, you know, about the intercoastal there and all the little jetties.
They're homesteading that area right there.
They really are.
My sheep had a hole right. I caught that 966 sheephead there. They knocked that whole shelf off right there. It's not even there, but they're homesteading that area right there, so I'm thinking there must be some hard bottom there or something.
That's what it is. It's that hard bottom we've been fishing on for ever since I was a kid, and now they're tearing it all out, taking it all out, man.
Have you heard what they're going to do with Sisters at the boat ramp there? They're going to turn that into a shipyard or what?
Are you talking about the one that's been tore up by the hurricane?
Yeah.
Well, no, it's supposed to be fixed, and I haven't been out there in several weeks now, you know, because my boat trailer, but, you know, they're supposed to be working on the thing, getting it ready and have it open by the time the Kingfish tournament comes around. Which
they picked the contractor and then they had a hard time getting a bond for him.
Yeah.
I've been told that's been solved, but I was out there, I went by Monday, there's no action.
Still no action.
No activity.
And see, you know, they kept promising they were going to have it open by the Kingfish tournament, but that's only in a couple of weeks. So that's, I don't see that happening.
What are they cleaning that property out for, Vic? I really thought they were going to develop that.
I did too. I don't know. They really did some clearing in there and hauling in a bunch of dirt and all that stuff. And then it's just sitting there now.
You can be sure they're going to develop it. They brought in enough fill to bury New Jersey.
Yeah.
I mean, remember his trucks were going for months dropping dirt in there.
Yeah. And they've got it, I mean, built up all in there, you know. Mm-hmm. And but I don't know. I mean, they probably will sooner or later. You know, they started running people off there that used to camp all along that road.
That's a good thing.
And they used to camp up and down that road, and they come out there and run them off. And then I see some more started, you know, camping there again. But
Yeah.
There's people bringing their garbage cans. I mean, they weren't camping there. They were living there.
Yeah, they were.
It was terrible.
Yeah, there was some that was living there. Yeah.
We'd go down there and sit sometime, me and my wife, just in the lounge chairs. And it's a nice place to just sit. But, yeah, it's, like you said, there are some people starting to live there. Kind of ruins it for everybody when that happens.
The Redneck Riviera.
Oh, yeah. No, the Redneck Riviera is Fort George Inlet.
Really?
That's what we always call Fort George Inlet.
Well, that's something else right there now. That's I don't know what to think about that. Are y'all talking about that activity at the boat ramp down there on Beach Boulevard? We used to call it the stadium. And we'd sit there in lounge chairs and just, I mean, you know, it's just having a good time and just laugh at things. I mean, it's just hilarious things. And I'm sure people would be laughing at us if we were launching our boats, too, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, we had a marina, and my job was to charge at the launch ramp. We got $1.25, but it was real steep. So I've seen guys drive boats into the back of a station wagon. I saw them bury a truck and a trailer. I mean, just all day long, all summer in Pennsylvania, that was my job. It was just family feuds. Ooh, Lord.
Yeah,
I seen a lot of kids get a lot of beatings.
You can hear some screaming and hollering between people. I can tell you that
husband and wives.
I put new bunks. It's been a while back, but I put brand new bunks and nice the neoprene rollers. Yeah, everything brand new, and I mean that thing was slick. It was so slick when I unhooked my boat. You'd like to unhook my boat and back it down to the ramp.
Oh boy, never do that.
I launched my boat
on the concrete.
The rear end. And what saved my boat was that stingray fin I had on the back of it.
Yeah.
It really did. I believe that's what saved me from knocking the end of it off.
Wow.
But,
bad day.
Yeah, well, it is, but it's things that happen to fishermen, man. We just.
Yeah, like leaving the plug out of the boat.
Yeah. We could sit around campfires and discuss all this and never stop.
Exactly. Yeah.
But Vic, it's good to hear from y'all. Guys.
You too, man.
Love y'all, and just take care of yourself and stay out of that heat. Don't get too hot, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's all we can do. Of course, I can't stay out of the heat, but, you know, other than that, that's all we can do is try to take care of each other and, you know, try to make life as smooth as it can be, you know?
Yeah,
I don't like the drama.
I'm gonna laugh with you. How's that?
There you go.
Did you get your Mister fix before I let you go?
No, there's nothing wrong with my Mister. It works. Yeah.
I thought you had to clean it out or something. You just, I heard or something.
Nah.
Maybe that was somebody else I was thinking of.
Might be.
But yeah it might have been someone.
I didn't fill it up. That might have been what it was.
okay.
Appreciate it, David. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Another one of them wows.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. Take it easy, but love y'all.
Hey, thank you, David. Appreciate your call, man.
See you, David.
Let's get John on. Morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Captain Vic. Bill, how you guys doing?
All right.
Good. Well, listen, I just wanted to give you all just a Make Downtown Jacksonville Great Again WTF report. And for that, everyone who loves these acronyms, WTF, that's Where's Trump Fishing? And and I'll tell you, it's downtown Jacksonville. But anyway, Vic and Bill, you know, I haven't been fishing in a while, but and I want to just share this with you because I've always done my fishing, you know, on the last of the outgoing tide. But now I'm starting to really feel the love for the first of the incoming tide.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I've caught some reds, you know, and anyway, you know, it's just downtown and just, you know, where the creeks are. And you want me to hold?
Yeah, if you want to, John. And, okay. Yeah, got a couple of people holding, actually. So I'll get you on as soon as we come back so, you know, we can get the other people on, too. But, yeah, that's
all right.
That's good that you're catching some reds down there. And I tell you what, here lately, I like the first of the incoming tide more than I do the last outgoing. And that's always been my favorite tide, is the last couple hours of the outgoing tide, you know. But I don't know, it's just switching up. I think the heat, you know, you get a little bit cleaner, a little bit cooler water going on, you know.
Well, there's a couple of other factors, at least in my case. But,
okay, well, we'll listen to that when we come back.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance. Building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport shrimp, seared tuna, and spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hooker's offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning on the Still Just Fishing Show. We got John Nooney on here this morning. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Vic. Appreciate getting me on.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I used to always just fish the outgoing tide. And the reason was, I did a lot of my fishing downtown, like underneath the courthouse and, Berkman Plaza. Those things are on pilings.
Oh, yeah.
So just from a safety standpoint, because I've got different stories just taking different people. But, from safety, if you're underneath there and the tide's going out, at least you're not going to get trapped. And so... because there's all these different little pockets. But anyway, they're taking all that away. So anyway, I always liked it. I was catching fish on the outgoing tide. But now, with the incoming tide, you know, like you were alluding to, you know, especially it seems like downtown, the water clarity has been a lot better. And, you know, I'm using like a float rig. And I hate to say it, you know, but Rob Coxey with the new concept lures, you know, I wasn't using his there because, shoot, you know, I have used his stuff, you know, especially if the wind and, you know, you really want to chuck, you know, that bait somewhere far or whatever. But in my case, all you do is just drop it and, you know, the old float rig.
Yeah.
But,
you're talking about the long slip floats where you're fishing deeper water?
Well, in this case, I'm not. I'm just in a couple of feet of water.
Oh, let me tell you, those pro poppers, you can cast those or you can drop them down and let them drift. But, boy, those pro poppers work that Rob has.
Well, I'm out of a kayak, and, you know, so a lot of it for me, you know, it's all I got to do is just drop it down and just let it go, and then, you know, you might see the rod go just 10, 15, 20 feet from you or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to, you know, some of these bigger, longer ones. But anyway, just I'm just calling in. Seems like the bait's really coming in. It's, you know, pretty strong. So, but anyway, on the incoming, any other tips that you have, you know?
Well, you know, those sheephead should be around those pylons. You know, all those pylons that are underneath that whole parking lot behind the old courthouse, of course, you know, the courthouse being tore down now. But that whole parking lot back there is on pilings, the entire parking lot. And
they're pulling. They're pulling every single piling. They're not.
Are they really? In that parking lot? They're doing away with
yes.
the parking lot?
Yeah, I went to the meetings.
Tom oh, wow. Fallon, I haven't been down there so long.
But that's the plan. And even those pilings that are 20, 30, you know, way out at the end, which would have no impact for navigation, you know, they couldn't cut them or cap them, you know, and just create another inshore reef. No. No, of course not. You know, you got to pull every single one. And anyway, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But
I used to work for a survey company that we had to go at low tide, like just before low tide. And you couldn't only do it for like 2 hours each time, so you had to do it a lot. But we had to go underneath that, and you inspect the concrete, those pilings and the concrete decking. And
yep.
You get in there, a little old rowboat, and smaller than a John boat. I mean, this is, you know. And you get up underneath there and look at all that, all the cracks and stuff in that concrete of the parking lot and things like that. And you had to do that every so often. I only did it the one time because, let me tell you, underneath there, there's some, like, runners and stuff underneath there, and there are some of the biggest roaches and rats I have ever seen in my life underneath there.
I bet.
And I did not like that at all.
Run around up over your head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had to get out of there, you know, as the tide started coming in, because if you didn't, it'll just, the tide would come in, push you right up into the concrete, and you'd drown.
Could you maybe swim out?
You'd have to get out of the boat and swim out or whatever, you know. Yeah. But
I don't see myself drowning under there.
Yeah. And but you could get trapped underneath there. But man, mm-hmm. Can you imagine, John, with all of those pilings that's under that entire parking lot? Can you imagine the sheep's head that's got to be in there?
Oh, Vic, again, it's a shame. It's an opportunity lost. I mean, even Joe Tessieri with Think It, Sink It, Reef It, you know, even spoke at a couple of meetings, and just the potential for the retention of that was always there. But again, you know, it's I think a couple more voices, and, you know, you could have had just another little reef right there
for
downtown.
Yep.
And, but anyway, listen, I enjoy the show. I would just give a big heads up to all the fishermen, charter captains out there. You know, we got new rules coming. So, you know, I would just encourage everybody just to, you know, pay attention. And because before you know it, you know, you're going to be told in a nice way, first time, second time, third time. But after that, you know, in my opinion, you know, we're going to see some pretty big restrictions coming. So, but anyway, just a great opportunity right now. Like, the fishing seems to be coming strong and a lot of bait coming up and showing up in the river. So,
well, you know, those sheephead will leave the jetties in the wintertime. They get spread around everywhere. We even catch them in the creeks. So, you know, in shallow water creeks. So when you're talking about a tip down there, float some of them live shrimp right up next to them pilings and stuff out there on them commercial docks, because those sheephead get down there in the summertime.
Right.
Yeah, you can get to them with a kayak better than I can get to them with a boat, so that's why I'm saying that.
Right. Well, listen, I know sheephead is one of those, in my book, it's a tough fish to catch. I'm happy if I catch anything.
That's it. The fish ought to be a bonus. Just get out and enjoy yourself, John. That's the main thing.
That is so true. But yep. Well, listen, let everyone else get on, and love the show, and tight lines to everyone.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Yeah, because, there's more and more areas that they're going to put up the no fishing signs and things. Oh, we lost our other caller. There's more and more things that, that we have, when we see the no fishing signs go up, the restricted areas and stuff like that. So it's kind of tough, because a lot of people don't fish downtown, and so they don't pay attention to that. But I think losing any fishing area, it's kind of detrimental to our sport, because, you lose one here, one there. Next thing you know, there's a lot of areas that, it's kind of compounds up, and you can't, can't fish in those areas.
They've already done it to the hunters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's the no, you can't is the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, pretty soon you won't be able to ride a bicycle but I wanted to tell John, I didn't get a chance.
No,
he needs to work the docks for trout. Yeah. I mean, I fished down in Arlington area Monday. I caught 3 trout, and the trout seem to be bigger right now this time of year. So that's nice. But I'm floating DOAs past docks. He could do live shrimp on his cork just as easy.
Yeah, or DOAs.
Yeah. Well, that's, you have to work with those to figure out how they work. But and then you got to chase them around. Running and gunning to get them, but. And it's a lot of work, but I caught some pretty nice trout in the last month and a half, 2 months.
Yeah, down there.
Everywhere.
And like you say, in those areas down there, because when you get up around like White Shell Rocks and stuff like that, where those trout usually should be at this time of the year, the backside of where the little jetties used to be and along there.
Yeah.
They just don't seem to be there. And I think it's all that dredging up there in that area.
The mud's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially for trout. Trout don't like that at all. They like cleaner water for sure. So anyway, I'd like to put a mention out there for Chuck Dykes down at First Coast Trailers for helping me out. And First Coast Trailers is where I bought my other trailer from, my Carolina Skiff. Great guy, worked with you and all. And of course, the trailer that I bought for my Carolina Skiff, I had it for 16 and a half years. And when I sold the boat and trailer, the guy's still using it 3.5 years later. The trailer I got with this was a magic tilt that I got with this boat that I have now. And that trailer has been a problem since about the second year I've had it. And I've had it 3.5 years now. I've had, just different stuff going wrong with it. So anyway, I bought another Loadmaster, which is what I have for that Carolina Skiff. Loadmaster is the way to go, let me tell you. Anyway, I'll tell you some more about that when we come back.